Transparency also matters in the business world. A lot rides on the words of a company's top executives. If an executive tells a lie, people get hurt. Now, two researchers from Stanford University think they've come up with a way to tell when senior executives may be lying, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It's a question that people have been wrestling with for as long as humans have been interacting with each other.
I think since the Garden of Eden, we've been trying to figure this out, you know, who's lying and who's not lying.
And David Larker, professor of accounting at Stanford, says it's a question that has taken on real urgency in the business world in recent years. The financial crisis underscored how opaque the books are at a lot of companies.
There were some gigantic accounting frauds, big restatements, things like that. So a typical issue for us or for analysts or institutional investors is, can you actually predict those companies that are likely to have problems?
That's what Larker and PhD student Anastasia Zakalukina set out to answer. It's a field that psychologists and linguists have studied a lot over the years, and they've come up with certain indicators that signal deception. For instance, in 2002, NPR interviewed Computer Associates CEO Sanjay Kumar, who later went to jail for securities fraud, about his company's auditing practices.
There is no one out there today in the world of public companies who has the former chief accountant for the SEC running their audit committee. We do. There's no one out there who has the preeminent governance leader, Professor Lorsch, for example, on their board running their governance committee. We do.
In other words, Kumar was asked, can your books be trusted? And he replied, we hire the very best auditors. Larker says that can be a big warning sign.
You basically are not answering the question. You're basically making reference to somebody else. And those are the kind of things that in psychology you kind of look for.
Larker and Zakalukina pored through the transcripts of thousands of corporate earnings calls when CEOs and CFOs take questions from analysts. Then they studied the words of executives at companies that later had to restate earnings, which often happens after fraud has occurred. And they identified some key indicators of deception. Zakalukina says lying executives tend to overuse words like we and our team when they talk about their company. She says there's a reason for that.
If I'm saying I or me or mine, I'm showing my ownership of the statement. So psychologically, I'm showing that I'm responsible for what I'm saying.
Lying CEOs also tend to use a lot of words that express very positive emotions. Things are fabulous and fantastic and extraordinary. Here was Enron CEO Ken Lay addressing his employees at a time when his company was about to implode.
I think our core businesses are extremely strong. We have a very strong competitive advantage because we're now transferring this very successful business model and approach to a lot of new, very large markets globally.
Words like that can be a form of overcompensation.
If all my speech is fantastic, superb, outstanding, excellent opportunity, and all my speech is kind of sounds like a big hype.
So if it sounds like an exaggeration.
It probably is, yeah.
Larker and Zakalukina have put their data into a computer model, one that can issue red flags when signs of deception occur. And they've already heard from a lot of people in the financial markets wanting to use it.
We got one that said something like, thanks a lot for telling the CEOs and CFOs how to lie.
What do you say to that? I mean, in a way, they could kind of look at this research and say, well, here are the words I should never say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, and I think there's some truth to that.
Larker acknowledges that there's a lot more research that needs to be done in this field, and he's the first to admit his model is not foolproof. But in a decade when billions of dollars have been lost in accounting frauds, a lot of investors are ready to seize on any tool they can find to figure out whom they can trust. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.